Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to a podcast from the Edge. I'm absolutely fine, but Minnie.
5 minutes broadcast live from the Edge, the Brink, the Overwhelm, the Vortex slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
All the fucking feelings. Just to let you know that this week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God, here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Emily and I'm absolutely fine, but on Saturday night I slept in a camp bed. And not just any camp bed, a Second World War vintage camp bed.
Oh, no one wants a vintage camp bed with the creaks and the springs and the nails. I remember when I was a child sleeping one, there were nails hanging out everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. Also, it's one of those foldy ones, so you just always think it's going to collapse in the middle and then you'll get trapped. Do you remember thinking that as a child? Anyway, it was unbelievably uncomfortable and I don't think I'll ever be the same again.
Never the same again. I'm Annabelle and I'm absolutely fine. But after 5 to 10 years of panicking about the fact that I hadn't made a will, yeah, I've made a will.
No!
It's done. I signed it. And rather embarrassingly, at a meeting last Thursday, I said to the people I was working with, would you mind just witnessing my will? They looked rather astounded, but they did it. I mean, it's a victory. I've made a will.
I've got will envy.
Mm. But actually, I don't feel triumphant. I feel depressed. I feel like I put a message out into the universe that will result in my immediate demise. I feel like where there's a will, there's a terminal disease. So I won't be Googling any symptoms.
No, recently. No, that would be a rookie error.
That is a rookie error. But I feel like my life is stitched together by rookie errors at the moment.
Oh, my God. Me
like
too.
Who else puts on their coat before they leave the house and then rushes around keys, I don't know, socks, documents, people, putting on the laundry, putting the laundry in the dryer, rushing, filling that extra 5 minutes of wriggle room that you've got by rushing and then ending up in an absolute muck sweat by the time you get out of the house.
You're actually dripping.
Dripping, overheating, hair is frizzed, it's revolting.
And it's so cold when you get out that you feel like it's going to freeze on you.
I know what
you
mean.
Do you know what I mean?
A sheen of sweat.
And it's going to immediately kind of like, and then you're going to be like rigid. God, I do that all the time. I tell you what I did the other day, which was such a rookie error. I have a pair of trousers, really fantastic pair of trousers that are a little bit like sort of bum unfriendly. And so if I wear my huge knickers, you can kind of see the line. You know what I mean? And so I have one G-string. And every time I go, ooh, I'll just wear the G-string with these trousers because then you can't see anything. It's absolutely brilliant. And it'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine because G-strings are fine, right? We wore them all the way through the kind of late 90s and noughties.
Yeah, and they always hurt.
Oh, my God, by the end, the chafing, the misery, the picking.
The picking, that's the thing. The indignity of the constant picking.
Awful. And you feel like, oh, for the sake of a sort of line or whatever, you're sort of wandering around kind of with kind of bum floss.
Yes, no. Adjusting yourself.
Adjusting. Yeah.
Underwear is just a whole recipe for rookie errors in itself. I mean, never wear, I have discovered, underwear that is intended to impress someone until the very last minute because it's intolerably uncomfortable. If you're wearing underwear that's meant to be seen, I think you have to just sort of go to the loo and put it on 5 minutes before you're going to show it to someone. Because again, the picking, the adjusting, the hoiking of the boobs, you know, the fiddling around with the gusset. It's not a good look and it is not a good feeling.
I do really like the idea of an army of mid-adult women carrying sort of spectacular underwear in their handbags to get changed into.
Just like we carry some tweezers.
Exactly. It's like, oh, here's my sex underwear, my tweezers.
And my lip balm.
Yeah, exactly. We'll never be so far without it.
Why have I still not learnt to leave a spot alone. Why do I still, at my advanced age, go in and perform surgery and not just make it worse, but actually make it? There could be the slightest hint of a bump and I will go in with my nails and then it's just blood and gore for weeks.
Blood and gore. I did it the other day. I don't get very many spots, but I saw it was one of those ones on the side of the nose, you know, that you can feel sort of like that slightly throbbing pain.
And you'll
go in
without a mirror and just do a little.
And just like go, oh, I can flick it. I can flick it. No, you can't. You can't flick it. You just like open it up to the
universe.
Like, exactly.
Don't open it up to the universe.
No, definitely don't open it up to the universe. The other thing that actually rookie errors that I do all the time is I say to people, I'll remember that. Don't worry. I'll remember that. No,
you fool. And also it's no good when we write lists to just write a word as a prompt. We have to write a full like product description of what needs doing. If you just write sort of Jack or birthday present, no idea.
Who the fuck knows what it is?
The danger of the 5 minute downtime.
Yes, one of the other dangers of the 5 minute downtime is the idea that you might be able to have a phone conversation with someone.
What, like a nice little cozy matter?
Like, oh, here I am waiting for something to happen. Here I am, like, you know, about to transition into the next thing. I know what I'll do. I'll text someone saying, can you talk?
Oh my God.
Yes, I know.
Exploding
something the other day.
In someone's life.
Exactly. So there I am thinking that I'm being cozy and it'll be so incredibly nice to speak to someone. And they're thinking, oh my God, you know, who's died or what terrible things happened or whatever.
It's better just to try and call, I think, because can you talk requires a response. Whereas if you just try and call, then you can just gently press decline and they could be just doing anything.
I know, but the thing is, will you ever then remember to call them back? Also, actually, I wanted to ask about this the other day. What is the etiquette of trying to call someone, a sort of unsolicited phone call, right, that hasn't been booked or texted or set up, and then you call someone and then they don't pick up? Is it okay to call back the next day?
Which means who it is.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
Because you're like, basically, hey, you didn't phone me back, but I know what life is.
Because a missed call is now a voicemail.
Basically, essentially.
Yeah, because voicemails are acts of aggression. Voice notes. Voice notes are intolerable, so a missed call will have to do, won't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, all these decisions that we make and all these things we get wrong. Tell you what we're getting wrong at the moment, seeing as the trouser shape of the season is the oversized wide leg jean plus rain, right?
Do you know what? It's so annoying because the rain has been so appalling and all of my trousers are too long and wide leg. So what do? I arrive at meetings thinking that I look like a fully functioning human and actually I look like a sort of drenched hobbit.
I can take your rain and raise you, actually.
Really?
To Saturday night when I had to deal with, I can't tell you how much sick came out of a child on Saturday night. And
oh
I was
God.
Wearing just long, shitty, baggy jeans. And I was wading and swishing my way. I'm really sorry, listeners, through this situation. Actually,
situation.
I have to tell you, if we just full circle back to your camp bed, I will never be the same again.
There we are.
Have a good weekend. Sorry to leave you with that vision.
Bye. Bye.